when you're going in to play, you know, the best team in the NFL, at least to this point, on the road, what's the biggest thing that'll give you an opportunity to compete with them and potentially pull an upset?
Well, the one thing that I've noticed about them is that when they get a lead, they make it an even bigger lead. And that's something they've been doing since the beginning of the year. You need to not let off the gas with these guys. We had a couple lulls last week against the Lions, and we did a great job in spurts. We did a really great job in spurts. We need to continue that for four quarters and maybe overtime in order to have a chance to beat this Eagles team on the road.
There was so much discussion last week about Tariq not getting a lot of touches and maybe lack of creativity on offense, and we saw some of that in that game, and you were kind of alluding to that. Did that give you guys some confidence that that stuff is there, that this offense is capable of doing that?
In no way am I saying are we predictable, but as an offensive lineman, the last thing you want to do is be predictable as an offense. And with the success we've had running the ball, teams have done some predictable things defensively. So in order to change that around, I think Dal's done a good job of making some changes with personnel and some alignment assignment stuff. And obviously Tariq can handle a lot of it. And I know a lot's been made of, you know, people want to see more of Tariq. And that makes sense. He's pretty damn good. But you have to understand he knows seven positions right now. And that's a lot on the plate of a rookie player. And he does everything in his power to understand the offense. And he's out there after practice with Mitch and those guys. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to see some wrinkles. And I think it's a preview of what you're going to be seeing in years to come with the Bears.